Okay, good morning. We are continuing the Isser of Chalev of Yeridea, Samech Dalid. Now we're going to continue with Seif Tet today. I just want to point out that, just a reminder, in general, this is just a general rule we're going to see. Chalev Tahor, which means Chalev that's kosher, is Sotem. It seals up holes, and it's attached. Firmly attached, very difficult to remove. And chalev tame, which is aser, it doesn't seal up halachically, and it just very easily lifts off. Okay, that's a general rule. We mentioned about the Rama recently, and I think it was in Zion, where he mentions the front, you don't have the animal, the anterior caudal half, you don't have to worry about doing ikur, only in the back half. So just to point out that in Sichas Chulin, he points out, according to when the Rama wrote that, he meant, what's the front? We didn't specify. So it means from the diaphragm, the tarpash, forward. You don't have to worry about, for sure. It could even be a little bit behind, but that's the for sure where it's safe. The Shach writes that it's the first, the tzela, or the last, really, we would call it the last or bottom rib. That would be where you still have to worry about it there. Between the last two ribs in Sichas Chulin, and you still have to worry about it. It's from the second to last rib and more caudal or upper, then that's when you don't have, that's also, you don't have to worry about it. Only from the, basically it starts right after the second to last rib. All right, there's the meat and in between. So, okay. And that's also mentioned, basically mentioned in the Shach. We mentioned about, Israel versus Chutz La'aretz, different cities, it goes by cities. It was pointed out, I mean, it's obvious, that there might be a few cities in the world outside of Israel which are mostly Jewish butchers, right? And then, obviously, if you go to Ramallah or certain cities in Israel, obviously we know it's mostly non-Jewish, okay? Okay. And just an interesting note on that whole rov tabach, mostly butchers, if you go after the majority. So there's a, just, we'll get there, but in Kuf Yud, there's a famous Pischei Tshuva in Bet, where he says, do you go after the majority of butchers, or the stores? Or the meat, because you can have the, you go over the volume of meat, which is really koveya lehalacha. And bottom line, it's a machlokas achronim. I don't think there's a clear psak on that one. And so it depends who you ask or the situation, really. A lot. And Rav Kornfeld said, Lamai said there's really no enough, like it doesn't really come up. So he says, you don't need to know. I'll go on from there. And what else from where we left off? Okay, let's start reading. Yeah, here's something also interesting. When we talk about chalev in the Torah, so in the Torah we have, because we're going to see this today, you have parts of the animal that go on the korban. And so those parts are generally called the chalev, the parts that go onto the korban. So those, the Sefer Yireim, I think Rabbi Elazar Mimintz writes that anything that goes on the korban is aser to eat midaraisa midin chalev. But Tosfos disagrees, and as we're going to see by the uterus hakaved, or the diaphragm, that's not the halacha. Now Tosfos says it's not true, and so that's not the halacha. It's almost always true, but only by coincidence. It's not a 100% where it doesn't have the same din.
Some of them are not chalev,
right? But the Yoteres HaKaved, for example, is in the Chumash.
But that it calls chalev or chalev.
Right, so those are. Based on the Limudim, I think that's correct, but you have to go to the Limudim in the Gemara. I think that's correct. Okay. Now, also, because there's a couple. Yeah, okay. I think that's correct. Tet, let's read inside. Chalev adavuk lekeres, tachat haprisa is aser. Now this means aser midaraisa. And you get chayav karis for it. So there is a little bit of chaylev. This is learned from a drasha in the Chumash. From the word ve'es kol, it's in the Gemara. Because this part is attached to the keres. It's not easily lifted up. And as we mentioned, there is a little bit of a machlokas of what means niklaf, if it goes on the membrane or if it goes on the chaylev itself. Generally, it's understood to be basically the same lemaisa, but this chaylev may be, based on the drasha, it is attached. In other words, it's not encased in the membrane. It's outside the membrane, and it's attached to the first stomach, to the keres, and it lies right underneath. What the prisa here is referring to the layer of chaylev, which is, in this case, whatever, one of the two chaylevs. What? It's, you have the prisa, you have the chaylev itself, then you have the membrane, and then underneath it you have another little part of fat which is attached pretty tightly onto the cheres. That's what we're talking about. So again, this doesn't fit the general rule, and it's still asur min haTorah. Haga, v'chen haminhag b'chol makom. And this is the minhag, right? L'halacha, no questions. Milvad B'nei Rhinos, except for those who lived in B'nei Rhinos, because it is a machlokas how to understand the Gemara on this prat, and there is a Rishon who holds, machlokas Rabbeinu Ephraim and, where's the other one? Rabbeinu Yoel. So it's a machlok between the two of them, it's in the Taz and Shach, where this piece of shuman or chaylev might be mutter. It's a machlokas. And so the halacha is that it's aser, according to basically all places and all opinions, except for B'nai Rhinos. So, shenoagim b'miktsaso heter, they hold that it's mutter, v'ein mochin b'yadan. And you don't tell them otherwise, you don't have to tell them what they're doing is wrong, even though you and the rest of the world holds it's aser. Shekvar hora lehen zakin, because they already had a great zakin, based on the Rishonim, that say it's mutter, and that's what they followed. Ubechol makom shenoagim bo eser dino kishar chaylev levat lo b'shishim. So, and wherever you hold its aser, you have to be, if it gets cooked with it, everything that's in there gets aser, but has to be, it could be mevato b'shishim. Again, we don't say in this case, you can look in the Achronim, we don't say chanan, chetichas nasas chavela, with the whole keres together. It's just that little bit of shuman. Aval ein osrin kelim b'nei rhinos ha'il v'noagin bo heter. But you're allowed to eat at their house. You're allowed to use their dishes. And this is an interesting topic. We're not going to delve into it too much. But if you look in the Shach, Beis Yosef, they point out, you're allowed to eat in their house. You're even allowed to eat from their food, their pot. They make soup, make a stew. And in the stew, they have keres with this chaylev inside. That you hold is an iser deraisa. So the poskim say you're allowed to eat it if it's batel, if it's karis, but if it's batel b'shishim to the chaylev, the halacha is you're allowed to eat it. And the Kaf HaChaim, he's a das yachid, I think everyone disagrees with him. He says even, but if you saw it in there and you know for sure, then you can't. But the other poskim say even if you see the chaylev cooking in there, you're still allowed to eat from this pot. And again, why? It's a little more makel than usual, because there is a Rishon who says it's mutter, and that's one reason. And that's the crazy place he explains.
It's not necessarily trefus.
So it's not necessarily trefus. That's what the crazy points out.
First of all, it's not trefus, period.
No, for us, well, it's not literally treif. It's chaylev, which is karis, awesome. Which is worse than treif.
For
us, it's factually aser. Okay. Anyways, that's the halacha. So let's go on. open to discussion there. Yud. Krum she'al dad hatchol. Now there's a membrane that's around, or this the dad is the top, where it's wider and where it attaches. This is the spleen. The blood vessels go there. V'hutzad agas. And it's a little wider there. V'chayavin alav. On the krum itself, v'chayaval, right? Daraisa. It's included in the chaylev. V'sha'al she'ar hatchol. The rest of the membrane and the rest of the blood vessels that's around the tchol is only aser midarabanan. Yir aleph, no tel rosh hagid shebetoch hatchol, v'moshech oto v'nimshachin imo, rosh hagid shebetoch hatchol, v'moshech oto v'nimshachin imo, shlosha chutim shebetocho. So this gid over here, we mentioned this before, gid can also refer to blood vessels. So this is referring to blood vessels that attach into the tchol. You have to remove the blood vessels. This is an iser of, this happens, interesting, this the Gemara explains, this is an iser of chaylev. It's not an iser of blood that we're discussing, because the chaylev sits on top of the tchol, and it all attaches there, and so part of the chaylev flows, and it's greasy, and it goes with the blood vessel. So we have to remove the blood vessel because of chaylev. V'tzarich lizar shele yafsik shum chut mehem v'im nifsach tzarich l'sharish achrav. And you have to make sure that you go after it, you get it, and it doesn't break, you get the whole thing. Otherwise, you got to cut it open and go look for it. Now, just in general, we're going to see this when we get to dam, as a general rule. So this isn't an issue of dam. In general, when it comes to blood vessels, so there are times where we have to remove the blood vessels or cut them open. That's in order to do melicha, because melicha won't pull it out if you have a nice-sized blood vessel with blood inside. However, the general rule, according to most poskim, is for tzli, you don't have to do that. But we'll probably get there. Okay, let's go on. Yud bet. The kidney has two membranes. So the outer krum, that's chaylev deraisa. The inner krum is aser midirabanan, vein chayavin aleihem, on this inner one. The luvan shebekulya. And then what about the white part of the kidney? Right, on the kidney there is chaylev, it's white, and then on the inside of it leads on into the inside of the kidney, and on the kidney, on the inside, you also have a lot of white in the middle, and that has a din of kid. So that doesn't have a tamachokas in the Gemara, but Allah, I believe it does not have a din of chaylev, only what's on the outside. Mikar din, for the din of chaylev, you only have to cut off any of the chaylev that's on the outside of the kidney, but not what's on the inside. But then, v'luvan shebukha chaylev sha'al ha'klayos ne'esar v'lo shebetoch ha'klayos. Any of the white that's on the inside is not chaylev, and really it's according to one of the halacha and according to one of the mandamrim in the Gemara, that really mikar din, it's 100% mutter. V'afal pichein notel adam luvan shebetoch ha'klayos v'eino tzarich l'chateit achrav. But the halacha is that we remove it, but you don't have to go to the nth degree. If you have a little bit of the white on the inside left behind, that's okay. V'yesh machmirin l'chateit achrav. No, and but some are machmir to even go after any white that's on the inside. Haga, v'iblo chateito achrav v'nicho k'tzato toch hakulya v'kulya alma mutter. But if you didn't, everybody agrees that it's mutter im nidbashel kach, if it got cooked like that. V'davka masha betoch hakulya. But again, that's only what's on the inside of all. Masha al hakulya l'kuli alma aser. And I believe aser midaraisa. Yoteres hakaved. Now what's the yoteres hakaved? This refers to the diaphragm. We're going to be discussed here. Let's read. Yesh matzrichin lenaker hakrum ha'elyon shiletzada kaved mishum chelev hakerev shemunach alav. So really, it's not an inherent problem, but the Yoteret HaKaved itself is not a problem. And Rabbanan, Minhag, I'm not sure. But we remove the Krum HaElyon, which is on the, it's inside the cavity, the abdominal cavity, right? The diaphragm separates the thoracic cavity, the lungs, versus the digestive system. So whatever's on the side of the lungs is not an issue. It's all the chaylev is always going to be around the digestive system, and that's where, that's the side that you have to remove. Okay, v'yesh machmirin od l'nakir ha-shuman shetachat ha-krum mahu, and some even go after the shuman that's there, aval letzad penim shetzad ereya ein tzarich nikor klal. But on the other side of the diaphragm, there's no issue whatsoever. Just to point out, for our purposes, it means the diaphragm. But when the Torah writes that you have to give a korban, when the pasuk talks about the korban, happens to be Rashi also says it refers to the diaphragm, and the Rambam writes it refers to, there's a smaller part, a side part of the liver, and that's what has to be brought up. Okay, and let's go. But the minhag is to remove it all. Okay, let's go to Yud Gimel, and then we'll stop, I think. Chutim sheba oketz. Now, if you have, now, the perush, shua nikra, balashan mikra, it's in Vayikra, it's the atse, which is, I sent out a picture, it's hard to describe otherwise. Anyway, the nerves that come out of there, it's not at the tail, but it's towards the, it's getting close to the tail. I think it's right before the legs, or it's above the legs, right in that area. So asurim, there's nerves that branch out over there, and those are asur. V'heim chamishash, and there's five of them. Shlosha miyamin u'shnayim mismol, three on the right, come out on the right side, two come out on the left side, and ashlosha shiviyamin ko'echamit petzel ishnayim. Shnayim shnayim. So each of the three, they branch out in half, so that makes six. We have shnayim shebesmol ko'echa mehemit patzel lishlosha shlosha. And then the side that has two, the left side, each one branches out into three, so you also end up with six. V'rosha na'echad mechubar lishidra, and it's attached to the spine. V'rosha ha'pitzuli nidbakim tachat ha'chazeh v'rosha etzlaot, and this even reaches towards the ribs. Ve'otam rasha pitzulim etzulim bechatzi habehema shalpnim, and this goes even towards the ribs, towards the lungs. Ve'ishalfilu chamime mishtalfi, if you can, and we remove them, and if you're able to remove them while they're still hot and fresh, then it's easy to pull out. Ve'ilo bay lechatude basrahil, but if you don't catch it when it's warm, then it's much harder to pull out, and you have to go after them. Haga. I believe so. Haga. V'im heim shruim b'mayim havei lehu kechamime mishtalfei. But if it's soaked in water, it's easy again to pull them out. V'yesh mekilim ve'elu achutim b'makom shehim beluim b'basar v'tov lahachmer. But if once it starts to get absorbed into the meat, then it's summer mekel, and it's good to be machmer. And to really understand this well, it's good to see this live. Okay. Yudalita will stop. Do one more. Stop? Okay. We'll stop. We'll finish it next time.